all of them together, you would call
livestock.
Livestock. All right. Now, what does the word cattle mean to you?
Cows.
Just cows.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't include horses under cattle.
I don't think so.
Okay. But livestock.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. A hen that's sitting on a nest of eggs trying to hatch out something.
Eggs. Chickens.
All right. You call her a what?
Sitting hen.
Sitting hen. Okay. And the place where the chickens stay, what would that be?
Hen house.
Anything else? All right. Let's see. These little boxes that you see chickens being shipped live in.
Well, chicken coops.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Now, when they eat them. Usually a piece that children like to get. One will grab hold.
Put it on.
Sure. Now, why do they do that? What's the story? Or
well, they make a wish when it gets the short end. The wish comes true.
So it's any sort of wish. It doesn't necessarily have to do just with marriage.
I don't think so. I guess the one that gets married first. That's right.
Okay. Now, talking about the inside parts of a hog that you could eat, but that you might not normally eat. Like
chitlins.
Sure. Okay.
Now, they eat them in South Alabama, don't they?
Absolutely. You ever had any?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do they cook them at all up here?
The niggers do.
Oh, I see.
But now it's quite a delicacy, isn't it, in some part. Now, my daughter's father-in-law fixes them. Patricia never would eat any, but they say they're good.
They smell awful.
Yeah.
They can't smell bad. To you, are chitlins just the intestines of the hog?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, have you ever heard the word of haslet or harslet or hashlet used to mean the inside parts of a hog?
Mm.
Say it's getting late in the day and the farmer hears his animals carrying on, you know, they're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
He might say, well, I didn't know it was so late. It's getting right on to
feeding time.
What time was that usually?
Dark, just before dark.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Feeding time.
Did your father have cows?
Mm-hmm.
How would he call to his cows if he wanted to get them to come up from the pasture?
Ooh.
Uh-huh. Okay. Would he call to his calves, or would he say the same thing?
Same thing.
So I guess they would just
follow along.
Yeah. What about,
I don't know how you spell that, do you? How do you spell it?
I guess S-O-O-K.
Sook.
Yeah.
I guess.
Okay. What about if he has some horses out of the pasture, he wanted to get them to come in?
I don't know.
About
just get a basket of corn, I guess, and here they come.
Did people yell at horses, or they whistle, or what?
They used to whistle for them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, if he were plowing with some animals, and he wanted...
G and Haw.
That's right. Which is which?
G's to the left and Haw's to the right, I think.
Okay. Now, if you were riding a horse, what would you say to him if you wanted to get him started?
Give it yep.
To stop him?
Whoa.
Okay. How would you call your pigs if you wanted to feed them?
Just piggy, piggy, piggy.
Okay. Does the word suey mean anything to you?
That's getting away. Get away.
You would say?
Suey.
To scatter.
Mm-hmm.
Right. How would you call your chickens?
Chicky, chicky, chicky.
Now, to scatter them?
Shoo.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you know any calls to sheep? Okay. All right, say if you wanted to get your horse ready to go somewhere, you'd say, putting on his saddle and bridle and all of his gear,
mm-hmm.
you'd say you had to what your horse?
Hitch him up.
Okay, is there another word?
Saddle him.
All right. I'm thinking of one more word that begins with an H.
Harness.
All right, you would say you might harness,
harness the horse. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, now when you're riding the horse, those things that you hold in your hands to guide him?
Bridle.
Okay, now are those the long leather
mm-hmm.
things? Okay. Now what about the things that you hold in your hand to guide that when you're plowing?